Are you ready for this? I am sweating so badly. And this morning it has nothing to do with nerves. Those were good songs, David. And thank you, motion leaders, for making me feel guilty if I didn't move. That was a good job, a good time. If you haven't noticed yet, this is a family Sunday. We take these times, especially towards the end of the summer when we can. Hopefully you noticed that kids were serving out in the hallway and at the doorways, all kinds of places where they can do that. And I absolutely love it when Tanny has them do a communion message. So to all of you fourth and fifth graders that were involved in Yetis, thank you so much for a job well done. We'll be hearing more from them a little later as well. But I need to remind any of you kids that are in here, fifth grade and younger, if you haven't yet picked up something that looks like this on one side and that on the other, it's a kid's bulletin that we'd love for you to have to, when I get boring, you can color. There are crayons back there. We'd love to have you do that as well. So please join in following along that way. Our verse today is a verse that fits pretty well with a family Sunday when we're focusing on young people in our church. Oh, it got a background that makes it tough to read, huh? Will it move the other way? So we're obviously going to have some technical difficulties this morning, and that's just okay. Well, if you can't read it, it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." We're going to be revisiting these five ways of being an example throughout our recap today. But I think what's really neat is that we have many of our young people who've been asking God to help them with these five life choices, and some with great success. So let's begin with a fill in the blank, because some of you, if we don't start filling in blank soon, I'll lose you. So here we go. First one looks like this. Or not. Okay, so while we're, there it is. Children's Church, Pulse, and SGA serve ages 4, that's 4 years old, to 5th grade. And you might be saying, I thought we were going to have a message this morning. You are. Because what I would love to ask is, are you praying for the kids in our church? Are you praying for their families? And if you are, thank you. And if you're not, you're going to know more about them at the end of this time we spend together today. So children, when we're talking about children in our church, we're not talking about nursery. That's under 4. And right now, we're not talking about our teens, because that's coming up shortly. But this is 4 years old through 5th grade. Now, before we put number 2 on the screen, and I think maybe that's part of what we're dealing with here. Before we put number 2 on the screen, I'm going to see if you can fill in the blanks out loud with me before it's on the screen, because once it's on the screen, you have the answers. So you see it on your paper there. It says SGA stands for, and there's an S and a G and an A. So let's see if, as a group, if we can do this together. The S stands for?
Summer.
G is?
Great.
A is?
Adventure.
Wow. There's a church that knows something about its kids. Thank you. That's wonderful. A lot of other places, it might be called Vacation Bible School. Back in the day when I was that age, it was Daily Vacation Bible School. It lasted 2 weeks. And all the volunteers in here are going, what? Yeah, it used to last that long. But this year, Summer's Great Adventure had a really exciting theme, especially for me, because I've always enjoyed the idea of outer space since I was a little guy. So the theme was Out of This World. And we had 280 kids that registered for Summer's Great Adventure. And the good news is that throughout the 4 days, Hang on just a second with that, if you could, please. I'm not quite there, because they're not going to listen to a word I say once they see cute kids. It's just all go. Oh, good. All right. Whew. So 280 kids showed, were registered. Of that, sometime during those 4 days, 278 of them showed up. Now, they might have only showed up one night, and not all on the same night. Our biggest night was 207, but I've rarely seen the actual attendance of unique kids match the registration of unique kids. And some of you are going, yeah, we hear they're very unique kids. And that's only because they are. With those kids that were here, 95 people in this group of people that are part of Verde Valley Christian Church volunteered. That's almost 100 people volunteering. And here's some exciting news. Of those 95 volunteers, 30 of them were 18 or younger. We've got an active youth group. We do. We have young people in this church that are putting their money where their mouth is, or in this case, their time, their energy, their sweat, their hard work, trying to be those people that set an example for the rest of us. Something else that was really fun that happened. Each year we do a fundraiser for a mission project of some kind. Free Wheelchair Mission has become one of our favorites, and we've had some good-sized donations in the past, but this year it got a little crazy. By the third night, it didn't look any different than any of the other nights. It was in the hundreds of dollars, and it was every $90 equals a wheelchair for somebody somewhere in the world. And not just anybody. They're selected, and it's brought to them, and they're shown how to use it, and it's a wonderful way to present the gospel to people. This year, 41 wheelchairs. Yeah. And for those of you who like to do math, that came out to $3,984.17. And you know that the kids didn't do that all by themselves. And there aren't that big of piggy banks. So families got behind this, and leaders and volunteers got behind this. And it was an exciting time to recognize that even the kids in our church are interested in helping people around the world and bringing the gospel to them. So with that background, now let's watch some cute kids so you can kind of see what went on during that week of Summer's Great Adventure. Oh, there will be cute little kids here in a moment. Okay. So entry was this big, delightful deal. Kids were encouraged each night to dress up certain ways, and it was pretty special. Those are some of the free wheelchair type things that were here on loan to us so that people could see what's going on. That one in the top left was really cute. For those of you that don't know, that was my grandson anyway, yeah. A lot of things going on all around. Music, snacks. For the little kids, there were crafts. You witnessed some of this music, this wild and crazy. There was a Bible time with our senior astronaut there. Rockets on display. That one in the right is not on display, but some fun was had by all. T-shirts one night for everybody that they got to color. It was an exciting week. They also did some Bible memory together. And as you can see, most pictures, you had people smiling, most of them. Yeah. It was a great 4 days. It was a fun 4 days. We got to share the gospel with what we now find is 278 people. Like seeing these pictures with our leaders, because this doesn't happen without volunteers. It just wouldn't happen at all. Lots of singing, lots of clapping, lots of jumping, lots of face paint, and lots of smiles. Oh, there they are. You know those parts to those songs. That Free Wheelchair Mission hit 1 million wheelchairs just a few years ago, and they're working on their 2nd million now, and we've obviously not been a giant part of that, but we've been a small part of it, and it's exciting to see the gospel being shared in ways that actually meet people's physical needs as well. Have you ever seen so many cute kids in your life? I mean, it's just... So if you've never volunteered for Summer's Great Adventure, you now know what you're missing a little bit. So the Bible topics for each night went something like this. Night number one was God created everything, because we were looking at not just the earth, but all of space. Second night was love God and love your neighbor. The third night was Jesus died for you, and there was a much more direct and straightforward presentation of the gospel. We used what some people call the napkin method or the bridge method that you might be familiar with. The big chasm between the two cliffs and Christ's cross bridging that gap. And on the fourth night, it was live like Jesus. We talked about the sun and the moon and how they're just like us, only we're the moon and Jesus, of course, is nice. Well done. See, you all could do this. So next year, be thinking seriously about it. We had a family night event with a turnout of about 300 people. That was kids and their families. It was a great night of making s'mores and bungee jumping and sky gazing, mostly moon, through Robert Blackford and Robert Kielbach's telescopes that they had set up for the kids to look through. And absolutely the most encouraging thing from the leader's perspective was the response to the gospel on Wednesday night. It was unbelievable. I've not seen anything quite like that before. Kids got it. God is working and he's touching lives. So there's that. Before we put number three up on the screen, I'm going to ask for help again. But you all got Summer's Great Adventure really well. This one, we might have a drop, but maybe not. It's been mentioned this morning already. So on your sheets there, it says YETI stands for YTI, and we're going to look at each of those and see how you do. The Y in YETI stands for?
Young.
Ooh, you wanted to make sure I knew that one. Good. And the T stands for?
Timothy.
Nice. And the I is?
Interns.
So as a church, we have had internships for decades, but just a number of years ago, we started realizing that the kids in our church are not the church of tomorrow. They're the church right now. They're serving all over the place, doing all kinds of amazing things. And while they're young and they're growing, we decided to implement an internship for kids that were in fourth and fifth grade. And you'd be surprised how well they knock it out of the park. There were 14 of them this year for 8 weeks. There were 9 leaders, and here we go. Of those 9 leaders, 6 of them were 18 and under. We've got teens here that love serving Jesus. They completed some work projects. They helped decorate for Summer's Great Adventure. They did cleanup each day in preparation for Summer's Great Adventure and afterwards. They helped pack for the Youth Mexico trip. They cleaned the vans. They organized the warehouse, they generally picked up trash, and they also did a time in God's Word. It was a book called Do Hard Things that talks about how just because you're young doesn't mean God can't work through you. So it was a great time. I think they have one more meeting this coming Wednesday. It's their celebration time. One of the key encouraging things for the leaders was that the kids don't want to quit. The program is going to be over and they want to continue to serve. And that's exciting. Many of the YETIs, our young Timothy interns, memorized Romans 12. Yes, the whole chapter. Some of them weren't able to get the whole thing done. They got a number of verses. But a few of them were able to get the entire chapter. And so for your encouragement, we have a video. And while there will be some sound difficulties, I trust you'll still be able to hear them. And by the way, each of these kids did the entire thing from start to finish. But for the sake of time, they've been spliced together. So you'll probably notice that it's a little different The communion message that they brought was reading a script. This one is they're pulling it out of their heads because it's memorized. So watch that with me, if you would, please.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
You have the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but only think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same functions, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We all have different gifts. Each gift came because of the grace that God has given us. If one has the gift of prophecy, he should use that gift with the faith he has. If one has the gift of serving, he should serve.
If it is teaching and teach, if it is to encourage, give encouragement, if it is to give generously, if it is to lead, do it diligently, if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love.
Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fever serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn.
Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
Be careful what to do is right in the eyes of everyone. If just possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
Doing this will be like pouring burning coals over his head.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12.
It's a big chapter. Yeah. Okay, before we get to number four, I'm going to be asking you to help me fill in some blanks before we show them to you. It's your question on your thing there is, what does Pulse stand for? I'm guessing there will be fewer of you, but a number of you have served in Pulse, so maybe you remember. The P stands for?
Courtesy.
Nice. That was smaller, but you got it in volume. Well done. The U is for? The
Lord's
S
strategies
for
excellence.
Nice. Purposely using the Lord's strategies for excellence. And I will pause right here for a commercial interruption. Because in just a few weeks, Pulse is about to begin again for our 2024 season. So kids and families, be sure to put Monday, August 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. on your calendars. This is one of the most amazing things that we can offer families. I have two kids, but obviously I have two kids that are grown. They all have kids of their own now. But what they learned in a program like this of hiding God's word in their heart is still with them decades and decades and decades. We'll stop there later. Those times where God's word is hidden away are pretty special. So if you've already signed up to serve in Pulse, you need to know. And if you're thinking that maybe that would be something that you would like to listen to, you'd like to listen to kids recite things that they've been memorizing, there is going to be a Pulse workers meeting on Sunday, August 4th, shortly after the second service in the kids' big room. If you have any questions about that, Tanny's around here somewhere. Becca's around here somewhere. I'm here. You can ask. We'd be happy to fill you in on that. Before we put number five up on the screen, let me ask for some more help. What is the name of our student ministry group? Nice. But it's spelled funny. You ready for it? There it is. I love the way it's spelled. Doesn't need any vowels. Just servant. And that has been the push and the thrust and the direction of all of the things that our young people have been doing, which culminated this summer in a Youth Mexico mission trip. It took place from Saturday, June 29th through Saturday, July 6th. There were seven students that attended, 11 adults that went as well. We have found that we need adults to show kids how to do certain things, and so it's great to have the adults that can do that and work with them and beside them. Some projects that happened in the 4 days of actual hard work. They built beds for the older boys' home. I think there were about 9 beds that were made. They painted a sign for Casa Granada, a big, bright, cheerful sign. They refurbished a desk. Now, this is a fun one. They made a Maui hook. It was for a birthday party that was coming up with some of the kiddos, and she wanted a Moana theme. And so one of our kids took it upon themselves to build a Maui hook. And if you don't know about that, you're going to have to Google it. They organized a good portion of Home Depot, not the store, the garage. Down there at Niños de Baja, they have a garage where tools that are donated and supplies that are donated go into that room, and it was hard to find anything anymore, but it got organized. And then they did devotions based around a devotional book entitled The Prayer of Jabez from 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. And you might like to see some of what happened there. Let's take a quick peek. So this is at the church that we tend on Sundays. They don't always ask our group to come up front. I like it when they don't. But they sometimes ask you to answer in Spanish, too. And for people like me, that's funny. They have different houses. House for the young children, house for the young gals, house for the young guys, and a house for the older boys, and a house for the older gals. Lots of tests of strength going on. There's a corner of Home Depot, and there's another corner of Home Depot. Oh-ish. They did so much amazing work. The kids, there's always time after our work day to come out and spend time with the Niños there. And of course, they love it when the Conos come out and play. That was the Maui hook down in the corner there. Lyle Brooks. Oh my goodness. The boy made some good food. Breakfast was amazing every day. And this was a fiesta that we have with all the house parents and the rest on our last night there, just to tell them thank you for all they're doing and to encourage them as best we can. But something else exciting happened on this trip. That's Savannah Johnson. She's about ready to meet a wave and be baptized. But wait, there's more. There's Molly Johnson. She just got out of the wave. But wait, there's more. That's Max Johnson, and he's obviously just out of the wave. And to round out the day at the beach, Nate Granger is just about ready to get soaked, and Becca's looking at the size of the wave. That's too good. It was an amazing time. God is doing some great things in the lives of our young people here at Verde Valley Christian Church. But it's not without much diligent preparation, many people willing to support these ministries with their time and their care, and it's sometimes through very difficult situations. But perhaps one of these areas of ministry piqued your interest today. Summer's Great Adventure, Young Timothy Interns, Pulse, our student ministries, our youth group, and we didn't even mention nursery or children's church. Maybe you love babies. If your interest was piqued, I'm just going to say that could be a gentle nudge by the Holy Spirit. And if you'd be interested in finding out more, please talk with Tanny, Becca, or myself. And one final request for today. Would you please be praying for our children and our young people here at Verde Valley Christian Church? And specifically, if you would stop by the Next Steps table on your way out today and pick up a flyer, you'll have the information necessary to participate in the kickoff of our upcoming open house prayer for our church. It will be held the first and third Sundays of each month, beginning 2 weeks from now on Sunday, August 4th, from 4 to 5 p.m. On these Sunday afternoons, we'll be encouraged to pray not only for our children and young people, but also for our church family, our volunteers, our staff and pastors, God's clear direction and leading for our future, and our Verde Valley community. It'll be one of those kind of open houses where you can move through the building, you can pray on your own, you can gather a group together, you can do a prayer walk, and you can come and go as your time allows between 4 and 5 p.m. And while we're talking about prayer, we also have a prayer team. I'd like to ask you to go ahead and head on over to your positions if you would. Because if you have a prayer request, there are a couple ways you can deal with that this morning. You can fill out a prayer card. They're in the seat back in front of you. Or you can come talk to our prayer team and they can pray with you or they can pray for you. And if you're visiting us for the first time today, we'd encourage you to fill out a Connect card, also in the seat back in front of you, and drop it off at the next steps table. We'd like to give you a small gift and some information about our church home here. It sounds to me like the Next Steps table is going to be really busy today. So if you're a Next Steps table person, you might want to get out there and get prepared for this too. God is a big God. And he's always faithful. And he's never let me down. And I'm guessing every single one of you in here could echo those same sentiments. Let's talk to him together. Father, I thank you for the young people in our church. From little infants all the way up to our old teens. God, you're doing such an amazing thing in their lives. And Father, we thank you for the way that you've blessed us with kids who not only love you, but are learning to serve you well. Father, I thank you too for those who are willing to volunteer and those who support in prayer and those who make cookies and those who bring about things that nobody sees except the behind-the-scenes people. Father, I'm thankful for this church family. Thankful for the way that you unite us around your word and around reaching this community for Jesus Christ. We thank you for his sacrifice for us. Father, would you keep us focused on you, and we'll trust in you to do great things as we move forward. Thanks for being such a big and great God. We ask all these things in the precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Have a great week, everybody, and don't forget to stop at the Next Steps table.